Hi, I'd like to welcome you to our show. I'm your host, Pragmatic. We're talking about life as a child of God and all things related to His kingdom. Thanks for joining us. If you're a new listener to the show, you can find articles and books and other resources on my website, www.pragmatic.com. Now let's jump into this week's show. Hi there, friends. It is Praying Medic, and it is time for another QAnon thread. This is my thread for posts beginning April 2nd. That was Q posted last night, going up until today, April 3rd. Currently, Q posts can be found on a couple of different sites. I'm using QAnon.pub. That updates pretty regularly. As soon as Q posts, the new posts come through. My theme for this series is Anticipate Arrests in April, AAA. All right, let's get started. And I wanted to just clear up some concern about Q's trip code. And this is a post by one of the Anons who works in IT. Hey, among other things, I keep up servers for a living. Those who are yelling Q is a LARP because CodeMonkey said he logged in from the same IP device when Q claimed it was comped. They have no idea how the internet works and what device hopping and tunneling is. First and foremost, we know for a fact that Q uses tunneled and hopped connections through several devices. Multiple times he was doing security tests and device tests when the clowns were actually attacking. If they succeeded, they took over the last device in the chain. It was visible from the ClearNet, meaning the endpoint, the route that actually connects to 8chan. This makes it possible to install a sniffer and look further up into the chain, and most importantly, to get a request logger to get Q's password for his trip. This is why Q's trip code changed, and this is why Great Awakening was no longer to be trusted, because they took over one of the endpoints, sniffer password, and made changes to Great Awakening. That made that board unsafe to use, since owners are locked to their trip codes. So some people who are saying that Q is fake really apparently don't know what they're talking about. This IT person says that's how it works, and we can trust Q. So Q did a security test last night before posting. I don't know if there's any relevance in there, anything that we need to worry about. One of the Anons asked how Q's Easter was. Q responded, we had a good laugh. And let me just click on this, show it to you. These are all different articles about Roseanne tweeting about and talking about Q. And the fact that, I mean, Newsweek, Daily Mail, Daily Beast, everybody in there is talking about how Roseanne is talking about Q, this conspiracy theory. The Hill is on there. So Q is amused that Roseanne is giving him some publicity. This is a post by an Anon who asked if they were on the right track concerning Q's post from last week about Hillary. And we had kind of deduced that it was a reference to Beverly Eckert. She was killed in a plane crash after meeting with Barack Obama. She was an advocate for the 9/11 Commission. And there was a suggestion that Hillary was somehow involved in making that plane go down. Q said in response, the timestamp is the key. Well, here we go. Buckle up. This is a National Transportation Safety Board article, and it says on February 12, 2009, about 22:17 Eastern Standard Time, Colgan Air airplane crashed. Q's timestamp for his post over here on the right, you can see, is 22:17, where he posted HRC 2.12.09, very bad. So the timestamp for Q's post and the time of the crash are the same. I think Q is confirming indirectly, yes, that's what it's about. Here is Q's next post. This is a Breitbart article. This is an opinion by a guy named Turley, who says that Sessions' appointment of Huber, the Utah federal prosecutor, is better than appointing a second special counsel. Here is a link to the article. This is a Breitbart article. You can check for this. It's actually a very good article. Lays out some very good reasoning about why having someone who is accountable to the DOJ is better than a second special counsel. So Q asks a question. Why was this made public? John Huber was appointed by whom? Who was he removed by? Who was he reappointed by? Why the reboot? Think logically, history books. So Huber was originally appointed by Barack Obama. He resigned when Trump was elected president. And then Trump and Jeff Sessions renewed his appointment. He was confirmed unanimously by the Senate for another four-year term. So the question is, why? Why was Huber reappointed? Well, I believe it's pretty obvious. Trump and Sessions, they trust him. They're going to prosecute a lot of corrupt people. And they need someone with integrity and the ability to run a tight ship and avoid compromise. And I believe that they have found that Huber is their guy. They've obviously looked into his past. And they trust him. And his prosecution will be written about in the history books. All right. Q responded to his previous post asking specifically what was Jeff Sessions recused from. And there is a link here to a Justice Department page. And then Q says, watch the executive orders, Q. This is the link that Q posted. And it's just a page that describes the Department of Justice confidentiality and media contacts policy. It's got kind of a organizational chart over here on the left. It's not a very long document. It just talks about the purpose of the policy, need for confidentiality, unauthorized disclosures and classified information, whistleblower protections, designation of media representative. One of the interesting things I found at the very bottom, the Office of Inspector General is not is basically exempt from this policy. I'm sure the Inspector General Office probably has its own policy with regard to interacting with the media, but they're not subject to this. And I am not exactly sure what Q is getting at with that, but that's the page. More to come probably on that. So here is what Sessions is exactly said he is recused from. This is from his public statement. I have now decided to recuse myself from any existing or future investigations of any matter relating in any way to the campaigns for President of the United States. That is specifically what he is recused of. Why is that relevant? I don't know. I think we're going to have to do some more investigation and see what that's all about. There's something going on, and I don't have the answer on that yet. Q said, watch the executive orders. If you go to Presidential Actions Archive, you can look at all the recent presidential actions. It's updated daily. We do need to keep an eye on executive orders. They're important. All right. Q then posted this very long stringer. I'm just going to read this. April, brackets A, IG report, Sessions public attack. Are our problems, seals broken, A in brackets arrests, why was Huber made public, why now, everything has meaning, A in brackets Awan, tarmac, Iran, NK, U1, FBI, DOJ, Mueller, election integrity, immigration bill, border, wall, military start, big month. Q. So this is kind of a laundry list of things we can expect to be on the front burner for the month of April. Pretty good list. A in brackets April. A in brackets is actually used three times in this post. And we do know that the Inspector General's report is due out soon. If you're following conservative Treehouse, Sundance has been writing about that. Sundance's opinion is that the Inspector General report will be rolled out in three or four sections. It's going to address each of the original complaints from members of Congress who launched the investigation. There is politicization of the DOJ. There are FISA issues. There's, I think, five issues in all. And Sundance is under the impression that the Inspector General report will be released one section at a time. Each release will address one of those complaints. So Sundance knows a lot more about this than I do, and I trust his writing. All right. Jeff Sessions has increasingly come under attack from conservatives who suspect he's a deep state plant. All these people running around screaming and hollering, "We can't trust Sessions. Sessions is asleep." Q has repeatedly told us, "Trust Sessions." This is an article from Conservative Treehouse about the attacks that are going on from conservative pundits about Sessions. And it's getting pretty ridiculous, but it sounds like it's going to get worse. And you know, that's okay. It could be that some of these people are doing, you know, a psyop, psychological warfare. If people like Hannity are screaming and hollering about Sessions, maybe that is going to convince the media that hates Trump that they should trust Sessions. And then Sessions drops the hammer. It's too late for them to do anything. I'd keep your powder dry and not get too wound up about Sessions. Just I'm taking a wait and see attitude. I think Sessions is legit, and I think we have nothing to worry about. Q said RR problems. So Rosenstein was one of the people who authorized renewal of the FISA application at Carter Page. The House Intel Committee report suggested that Rosenstein was actually connected to Bruce Orr, and he was connected to Steele, the creator of the dossier. So as this investigation, especially as the OIG investigation comes out, you know, Rosenstein is going to have more questions to answer, and he's already got some dirt on his hands, probably going to have more. So it's going to get more complicated for him, I think, this month. Q said, "Seals broken." I don't think it's talking about the seals in the book of Revelation. I think it is talking about the sealed indictments. If you are one of the people who believes in the sealed indictment story, it has been widely reported that there are thousands of sealed indictments waiting to be unsealed and the people involved prosecuted. This is a report. You can go on Pacer and look into this if you want. I haven't done my own research on this. I found this on 4chan. And this particular report, someone did, it goes to March 31st. It right now has 24,544 sealed indictments between October 30 and March 31st. So almost 25,000 sealed indictments. I am here to tell you, folks, if that is legit, that is a whole lot of people that are going to be facing trial and arrest. I did have that dream back about 6 months ago where I saw in this dream just a massive number of people getting arrested all at once. And we know that when their government prosecutes racketeering cases, they typically round up everybody all at once. And I suspect a lot of these people are going to be facing racketeering charges. So, coming soon to a theater near you. And if you're interested in looking into this, the Pacer website, and learning about how to check for sealed indictments on your own, this website shows you how to do it. This is just a PDF document, and if you go here, it just gives you step-by-step instructions, which website to go to, how to log in, what kind of search criteria you're going to be looking for, and how to find the cases, and how to sort them. So again, resource, if you're interested in that, you can do your own research. All right, Q said, why was Huber made public? Why now? Everything has meaning. Well, we know that Sessions is tight-lipped about his investigations, and that's one of the problems. A lot of people assume Sessions is doing nothing because he is so tight-lipped. He just doesn't talk about ongoing investigations. So why would Sessions talk about Huber being appointed U.S. attorney to investigate all these things now? Why now? I believe it's because Huber's work is mostly done, and it's time to prosecute. And if Huber is ready to prosecute, Sessions can then publicly talk about what Huber has been doing, because it's not going to interfere with the investigation if the investigation is already over. And that's what I've seen, kind of the typical way that the DOJ does things under Sessions is they get the investigations going, they get the evidence, they work toward, you know, grand juries and all that, and you never find out about it until they're ready to indict. That's how it was with Mark Lambert and the Uranium One thing. No one heard anything about it until the indictments were unsealed. That's actually the way the Department of Justice is supposed to operate. So I think we're going to see more of that coming in the next few months. All right. Indictments and prosecution involve a grand jury. We know that a grand jury has been impaneled because of statements made by Bob Goodlatte. Again, this is a Conservative Treehouse article. Goodlatte sent a letter to the DOJ, and in that exchange, it was, I think Goodlatte, the DOJ said we have to be careful that we don't reveal grand jury information. And when Sundance saw that, it was like, oh, grand jury information. Well, that means you have a grand jury impaneled. So yeah, we know that this prosecution is moving pretty well along. Q said, A in brackets for Awan. Everyone's been waiting for the hammer to drop on the Awans. A lot of people have been assuming nothing is happening. There's no news about it. Nobody's doing nothing. They're going to get away. No, they're not going to get away. They are going to get hammered. It's coming. Again, Sessions and the people at the DOJ, they are gathering all the evidence, and Q has said the hammer is going to drop. So hang in there. Don't lose faith. Don't lose patience. This is Luke Rosiak with the Daily Caller, has been doing almost all the work following the Awan investigation. If you're interested in that, definitely keep track of Luke Rosiak's reports. All right, Q said tarmac. He previously suggested there was a recording of the conversation between Loretta Lynch and Bill Clinton on the Phoenix tarmac, and suggested that this is asked a question, was a stage set for the release of that tape. Well, the question now is it time for that release? And this was one of the original Q posts from November 1st. What if the Wizards and Warlocks tipped off a local reporter as to the supposed unscheduled stop? What if NSA, under the direction of Admiral Rogers, had the meeting miscategorized and logged under a false identity to prevent bad actors from locating it, while also verifying to say that said players that it was all clear and there were no logs? What really happened when the Wizard and Warlocks revealed what they had? So, yeah, I think there is audio, maybe video, of that tarmac meeting. And Q is suggesting that maybe it's time for that to be made public. Q said, Iran, North Korea, Uranium One, FBI, DOJ, and Mueller. These are all subjects that we're going to be learning more about in the coming months. I have written about Iran and North Korea, what I think is Trump's strategy to make real peace with Iran. It's going to involve tearing up the current Iran deal and negotiating a new one. And I've also written about Trump's strategy with North Korea, if you're interested in that. Q said in April we can expect, okay, so more to be revealed about Uranium One, FBI, and DOJ. So, you know, just hang in there and wait. Don't get too impatient about the Robert Mueller investigation. I wouldn't get too worried about it. Q has repeatedly said, look, we're in total control. The deep state has been neutralized, and we do not need to worry too much about that. I know it's hard for a lot of people. They feel like Mueller is going to end up indicting Trump, but I don't think that's going to happen. All right, Q said election integrity. He previously shared part of a report on election fraud, and I think we're going to see more of that during the month of April. Q said immigration bill. Trump has been on Twitter last couple of days demanding that Congress get their act together and pass an immigration bill. Border wall, military start, we know that's happening. Corps of Engineers is down there, and they are getting a start on it. Just a question of where is all the money, the rest of the money, going to come from? There's a couple of different ways that that could be funded. Big month, Q. Q responded to that post by this one. Facebook, Amazon, Twitter, Google, big problems, Q. So we know that Facebook is dealing with all kinds of internal scandals. This is a scandal over a leaked message by one of the executives saying that this is just an internal memo, but he basically said that growing users on the Facebook platform was the end goal, and everything else should be subservient to that. So it's basically let's grow our users at the cost of everything. If it involves us facilitating terrorists in doing some terrorist activities, well, that's just the price we have to pay. That's one scandal. Emmanuel Macron, I think this was from 2 days ago, has suggested that Facebook and Google may be too big to regulate, and they may need to be dismantled. You know, here in the United States, for whatever reason, we don't take our privacy very seriously. But in Europe, they take privacy very seriously. Google and Facebook have been fined in Europe for privacy violations. It's going to get worse for them. They're going to face bigger fines, and they're threatening to dismantle them. So they're in trouble. Just wanted to throw this out. There is a live shooter situation going on at the YouTube office in California. If you're interested, you can find news about that. You'll be hearing about it shortly. By the time this goes up, you'll probably already know more about it. One of the Anons was disappointed with Q's March Madness. And he said, I still follow your lead on all this, relying more on the inquiry of those digging here. But March really wasn't as mad as you told us. Please don't build us up to break us down, Q. And Q responded, North Korea. Yep. Did anyone see North Korea coming? Nobody saw North Korea. Kim Jong-un giving up his missiles, wanting to talk to Trump about peace. No one saw that coming. I thought that was worth the price of admission myself. And look, there is no disappointment without expectation. If you are continually being disappointed, it's because your expectations are unrealistic. And if you don't want to be disappointed, you need to keep your expectations realistic. One of the Anons noticed that President Trump used the phrase tip-top, tippy-top in his address during the White House Easter egg roll. It's great. Q said it was requested that he use the phrase to give confirmation to the Anons that Trump was talking to them through the board. So what the heck is that all about? Well, this is a video of the president giving his address during the Easter egg roll, and I'll let you listen to it.
Welcome to the 2018 White House Easter egg roll. So many people, you know, it was supposed to be pouring, the weather. It was supposed to be very rainy and nasty and cold and windy. And look what we have. Perfect weather. Perfect weather. Beautiful weather. Thank you all for being here, folks. Thank you all. I want to really thank the First Lady, Melania, who has done an incredible job. She worked so hard on this event, and so I want to thank you. That's beautiful. Also, I want to thank the White House Historical Association and all of the people that worked so hard with Melania, with everybody, to keep this incredible house or building or whatever you want to call it, because there really is no name for it. It is special. And we keep it in tip-top shape. We call it sometimes tippy-top shape. And it's a great, great place.
So what exactly is the connection? Well, if you're not one of the Anons, you wouldn't get the connection. But Tippy Top is a wooden top, and the Anons have discussed it in previous threads. Anon here says title of two breads previously, so it's an inside joke. They know what it means. It doesn't have a whole lot of meaning to us other than it does suggest that Trump and Q are communicating to the Anons. Q then posted this, WWG1WGA, where we go one, we go all. Drops will go fast, White House clean, SIG marker, everything is planned, years, message, unity, awakening, we fight, Lexington, Concord, stay together, Q. All right, where we go one, we go all. Is reported to be the inscription on a bell on the boat that JFK owned. I found this set of pictures, and in the images is a picture of a bell, and it says, where we go one, we go all. And this is supposedly on a yacht that JFK owned. Q said, drops will go fast, White House clean. So drops will go fast. Does that mean Q's drops are going to go fast, or the drops of the people involved are going to go fast? Maybe that it's going to be accelerating once we get rid of the leakers. Trump has been cleaning the White House of leakers. That's why he brought on Bolton. Once they are gone, cleaning up the filth can begin. Until then, it's not safe because the corruptocrats are being tipped off by the leakers. So first, Trump has to get rid of all the leakers, and then they can proceed with the next phase in the plan. Q says everything is planned. It has been planned for years. The alliance of generals, admirals, and patriots who are helping Trump expose and prosecute bad actors have been planning this operation for years, and we need to have patience. If you're interested, this is a U.S. News article about 88 generals and admirals who wrote a letter of support for Trump. This was before he was elected. It was actually September 6th of 2016. Once he was nominated, a lot of the military came together to support him. So, yes, there is an alliance that is working with the president. And we need to hang in there and trust the plan. Q said, message. Our message. What is it? Unity. Awakening. We have to fight Lexington and Concord. Were the first two battles of the Revolutionary War, incidentally fought on April 19th. If you don't think something interesting is going to be dropped on April 19th, it's coming. So in a couple of weeks, we'll look forward to see what Q drops on that day. Stay together. Do not fight. Do not squabble amongst each other. All right. Information on the battles of Lexington and Concord, if you're interested. Q responded to his previous post with this. He says we should just not just trust Bolton, but we have to follow Bolton. He is clean. He is trustworthy. He is not corrupt. Stage. What does that mean? Set the stage. Stage is set. Learn how to archive offline. The streets will not be safe for them, Q. All right. Q has said it's important for researchers to archive their work offline so they don't lose it due to hacking and catastrophic failure. But I think all of us should take precautions in the event that Google and Twitter, Facebook, etc., shut down their platforms. Look, it's possible. If the government hammers them and they get fined and they can't operate and spy on us the way they want to anymore, maybe they just shut down the platforms. And what happens if Google is no longer a search engine? What happens if YouTube goes away? What happens if Facebook is gone? What happens if Twitter goes away? We need to be prepared to lose those platforms. So I am archiving all of my stuff offline. I have all my videos saved. I regularly download my Twitter profile with all my content on it. so that I have all my own research saved. I think that is a good policy to live by. So, you know, I don't want to be a harbinger of gloom and doom, but I think it is good to be prepared in the event that something happens. Q said, the streets will not be safe for them. You can draw your own conclusions about what that means. This was Q's last post. Operators on site, deep, safe Q. So those of you who have been worried that Q might be in danger, Q says he's safe, even though there are, I think that's deep state operators that are on site. That is all I have for you for this particular update. Let me look real quick and make sure that there's nothing new posted. Nope. We have everything. Alrighty, that'll wrap it up. Thank you for your financial support. Thank you for your prayers. Keep the president in prayer. Keep Q in prayer and the team. Keep me in prayer. Heck, I always love prayers. Love you all. I will catch you on the next broadcast. Pragmatic signing off.
Well, folks, that is our show for today. I hope you enjoyed it. Thanks for dropping by. If you're new to the podcast and you haven't been to my website, you might drop by and check out the articles I have there. If you have any questions or comments about the show, you can contact me at admin@pragmatic.com. That's admin@pragmatic.com. You can also contact me on Facebook and Twitter. I'd like to thank you again for dropping by. I hope you enjoyed the show.